Random House Audio presents The Vampire Archives, the most complete volume of vampire tales ever published, edited with an introduction by Otto Penzler, foreword by Kim Newman, preface by Neil Gaiman. Read for you by Peter Altshuler, Scott Brick, Mark Bramhall, Cassandra Campbell, Mark Cashman, Jonathan Cowley, Eric Davies, Mark Deakins, Robertson Dean, Susan Deniker, Susan Durden, Harlan Ellison, Ryan Gazelle, Stephen Hoy, Carrington McDuffie, John H. Mayer, Paul Michael, Allison Ryan, Robin Sachs, Fred Sanders, Rob Shapiro, Simon Vance, Bob Walter, and Steve West.
Forward by Kim Newman. Read by Jonathan Cowley. So why vampires? Theoretically, vampire stories, whether novels, films, TV series and episodes, short stories, operas, songs, or anecdotes, are a subgenre of horror fiction. For a long time, the vampire was just one of several key players or major themes in horror, sharing a dark pantheon with the werewolf, whose metamorphoses extend to his city cousin, Dr. Jekyll, the Frankenstein monster, whose kin range from golems to cyborgs, the ghost and its haunted house, the mummy, the zombie, the mad murderer, and a few others, all with their own subdivisions and anthologies to explore, though we are still awaiting a mammoth book of hunchback minions to complete the set. Stephen King calls these mainstays the tarot, but there are other catch-all terms. Being the age I am, I think of them as the Aurora monsters, after the glow-in-the-dark hobby kits.